Hey, this is Kelly Adkins, and this is the podcast called Blossom with Kelly, where I share just things that I'm observing in my body, in my practice of dance and movement and Kai, and building a business as a woman in the world today. And how does that affect my health, and how do I work my way through all of the challenges that arise with that? So we are moving into the Heart Center in a private group that I facilitate on Facebook. And this is the part of the body that I think is almost the most important. You know, there are two parts of the body, the brain or the heart, that either one of those don't work correctly and we're done for, where there's, you know, we can't live without. There's other parts of our body that we can break and can heal, or we can do without and find different ways to function. But the heart and the brain both are two of the vital areas that we absolutely have to have working to be alive. But the Heart Center, I consider it even more of a doorway into the soul of the body, and the practice of feeling our emotions and knowing that how we express them or how we stuff them or how we ignore them and how that manifests in the body and how that can create dis-ease is a really important way of regulation in the body, and not often something that we see modeled by our parents or family around us. So as we go into a whole month of exploring the heart and the lungs and the shoulders and the upper arms and muscles of the bicep and tricep, forearm muscles and bones, and then the hands and the fingertips, we'll go deeply into exploring expression and also how we create, you know, through this place in our heart, the fields and vibration that we put off from our heart, how we attract things to us that give us an opportunity to work through patterns that we've had in the past. So it's very interesting, this concept of patterns that we have in our body, movement patterns, and how we walk, how we reach for things, and how we do things in our life. We work with those bones and muscles and joints into patterns that are often limiting our fullest capacity for movement in the body. And what I mean by that is that we often overwork certain muscles and underwork others. And that over time creates a dysfunctional pattern. And I mean over like a decade. You know, when we're in our 20s, we can get away with a lot of misuse of the body. But when we get into our 40s and our 50s and 60s, whatever we did in our life early on starts to show up as an ache or a pain or an imbalance that then can create a lot of problems. It starts going in the other direction, and we have to either do something about it, or we start taking pills and doing less and less and having less comfort as we age. So becoming aware of how we use our arms, how we breathe, how we hold our posture, our shoulders and our chest, and how that is stimulated by our emotions is a great way to start to bring more balance into the body and more somatic attention to detail. The other thing that happens is that we can start to become aware that not only do we embody patterns in our body, but we do start to attract things to us that are, you know, you can hear in the spiritual community, it's like the law of attraction, or the vibration, the way that we vibrate, the way that we do things. We tend to like attracts like, and we tend to bring people around us that are of similar thought and of feeling and of resonance. So it's interesting to notice not just that, but even the obstacles that we attract. We could even think that on some level, maybe they are attuned to give us an opportunity instead of a problem, an opportunity to face a challenge in a new way each time to start to build more resiliency and more capacity to handle lots of different things on our own. So I think that's just a fun way to look at our life and look at how we make our choices and how we can build more personal power in our bodies, in our muscles, how we do things, as well as what we're creating in our life around us. So when I look at my life right now at my age, I'm 51, I'll be 52 in November, and I think of what are the things that I'm feeling in my body on a regular basis. Some of the challenges include some allergies that keep visiting me, some that show up with symptoms of like difficulty in breathing and feeling some stickiness around emotions, and especially emotions like grief or sadness that I'd rather not feel. I feel like I'm in a really good space in my life and I don't want to be down. At the same time, there's the knowing that it's natural to have these waves of emotions, especially as a woman and as hormones are moving through my body, different things are coming up to be felt. And the more I surrender and soften into just acknowledging the sensations and the emotions without a story, when I can go into that space with them, they don't stay for long, and I can not become more attached to wanting to feel a certain way and allow whatever needs to move through to have its movement. So somewhere along the line, I think it's also healthy to enjoy the things that I enjoy and the highs, the moments that feel like they are filled with some joyfulness or some even blissful sensations and feelings that feel almost like living in this amazing, beautiful dream. So getting that full spectrum from sadness and grief through boredom or through feeling overstimulated or exhausted, all the way up into feeling happy and joyful and loved. Like, this whole spectrum is the gift of being human. And all of it is felt through our bodies, which is felt through our muscles, which is felt through how we shape ourselves. The more ability we have to change states, the more physical ability we have to also change our body's movements. So the dance of life is understanding that change is good, and fluctuation gives us flexibility and gives us more of a dynamic way to live through life with awareness of the fullness of its spectrum and not limiting it to just a few emotions that might be more natural to what we were raised with. So that's the chat on heart and feelings and emotions and how they show up in our bodies. I invite you to play with it and check in with yourself right now in this moment. Take a breath, inhale. And as you exhale, just take note, what are you feeling? Where are you feeling it in your body? How would you describe that sensation? Is it an emotion that you feel often, or is it something that is very unique in this moment? As we get better at finding this large array of emotions and then being able to name it, feel where it is in the body, become aware of it, that is part of the process of expanding emotional IQ and becoming more aware of all the dimensions in life that it is to be a human. And it is a way for us to really have more empathy and compassion and more connectedness to all of humanity, and not to just a few that we might circle ourselves with that tell themselves similar stories to us. But it opens us up to loving in a larger way and loving different people from different cultures, from different agreements and different kinds of backgrounds and different ways of being in the world. We can love all of it instead of just a small one, small circle of vibration of people. So that's my tip for today. I hope you enjoy these podcasts. Hopefully I'll be back on them more frequently over the summer. I have a little more time and enjoy using this platform as a way to share a little more embodiment experience and things that I'm noticing. Please make a note, say how you're liking these podcasts. If you're watching it on iTunes, if you can rate it, it's really helpful. So as the rating goes up, more people get to view or listen to these podcasts, and it gets out there a little bit further, this information. It's a great way to share the gratitude that whatever you received from listening to these podcasts. And thank you. Have a great day.